Welcome to the Indies Reading Block Podcast, the podcast that puts stories first. Join us for short stories and excerpts of books by up-and-coming indie authors. We cover a wide array of genres, and you'll never know what you'll find each episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Episode 4 of the Indies Reading Block Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Freitas, author and publisher at Paper Crane Books. Just to give you a little news update before we start, Paper Crane Books will be hosting our annual Christmas giveaway starting on December 21st. We have a big giveaway planned, and one lucky winner will be getting ebooks, signed prints, an audiobook, and more. I think Holly crocheted up a little gift to include to the winner, too. In order to enter, just head on over to papercranebooks.com/news on December 21st. The event will end at the end of December. So this episode, we're featuring an author published here at the press, Morgan Strong-Hopnick. She's been a longtime pen pal and friend of mine, and she has a young adult paranormal romance series out. Morgan is an educator of young minds by day and the super nerdy savior of justice and cute things by night. She has a love for turning the normal into something special without losing its essence. Morgan draws from real-life experiences and her ongoing imagination to spark her writing. In her spare time, she enjoys doing goofy voices, traveling to new worlds by turning pages, humming childlike songs, and forcing people to smile with her bubbliness. It is Morgan's mission in life to spread the amazement of otaku and Japanese culture to the world and to stop bullying because she knows everyone shines brightly. Morgan will be reading an excerpt of her short story, Margaret's America, which is featured in her short story and poetry collection, A Sweet Little Dream. Margaret's America is the first story she wrote for her creative writing class she took back in 2004. The writing assignment was to write a short story about Margaret Sanger, the woman who was determined to help women learn about birth control. Morgan created a fictional tale about Margaret and a fictional reason as to why she chose the path she took. The short story is rated G and can be enjoyed by everyone. Without further ado, here's Morgan reading an excerpt from Margaret's America. Hope you enjoy.
A sample of the short story, Margaret's America, which is in the collection called A Sweet Little Dream, written by Morgan Strong-Hopnick in late 2004. The chilly winter breeze hit my face with full force, like a sharp blade. My eyes were blinded by the heavy layers of snow falling. As I exited the hospital, the rows of buildings shined in sparkling white glory. Even though the buildings looked lovely, I had to be careful. I had a long walk to the courthouse, and the sidewalks were glazed over in slippery ice. I held onto the miles of buildings so I would not fall. I stopped, thinking of laying down for a brief moment, but then I gazed up at her. Her, who was standing so bold and proud, yet had a forgiving and peaceful face looking over the glittering city. I smiled and walked on. Little did I realize that day would be the fateful day that set the course for the rest of my future. I could not be late. Not today. That brisk Friday was the last weekend I got to spend with my brother before he left to join the army. It took me a while, but somehow I managed to get to the courthouse on time, and then I saw him, a tall, handsome, and strong young man with light brown hair and curls and sparkling clear water eyes that reflected the light of the blinding sun. I ran into his open arms and his affectionate smile. I was all warm inside now, and also really happy to see him, my only family, my hero. He gently kissed my forehead and said, "I was worried you would miss our big evening." "Oh, I would never, not in a million years," I yelled, jumping excitedly. He then grabbed my arm lightly and looped it through his own as we walked back to our home, away from the cold. I walked in delicately, scared of damaging the perfect coziness of our cottage nestled in the heart of the city. I could already smell the sweet smell of pine that gently hit my face like a petite angel that had just flapped her wings towards us as a reward for working. I could feel the warm glow from the rusty fireplace as the flames blazed high and the hot embers danced to the rhythm of my own breath. Home always gave me such a wonderful feeling, almost as good as Christmas time does to an innocent child. I took off my coat and happily danced on the colored rug, like I always do, to thank the Lord for my gift of life, along with its lovely and small, tiny home. Then a thought came to me. My brother was going to the army, and I had no idea why.
Thanks for listening to the excerpt of Margaret's America by Morgan Strong Comnick. Her short story collection, A Sweet Little Dream, is available at all major ebook retailers and can also be found in paperback. You can find more about Morgan by visiting her website at morganscomnick.com. If you're an author and would like to have your work featured on the Indies Reading Blog podcast, please head over to papercranebooks.com/podcast and fill out the form. Our next episode will feature an excerpt from a humorous fantasy novel by Tony Duxbury. See you next time!